Good evening, everyone. Ooh, we have a nice full house. She's got the princess wave going on over there. Very nice. I'm gonna have them ride in my car next year. All right, welcome to our board meeting. Excited to see everyone here tonight. We have a couple birthdays in the house tonight. But we're going to have our birthday girl who's sitting up here lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have Trustee Sarah Galvez lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. Go ahead, Sarah, lead us.
All rise. Right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sarah. Anybody know who else's birthday it is?
No.
Dr. Hammond, do you know?
No, I plead the fifth.
Boss's birthday. Yep. Okay, so we did item B, item C, item D, adoption of the agenda. Seeking a motion.
I move.
All right. Where are you moving? I need a second.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving us to item E, recognitions and presentations. Item one is California Community Schools Partnership Program as presented by Robert F. Gallagher, Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Teaching. You gonna pay me every time I say that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Madam President, Board of Trustees, Dr. Hammond, Cabinet, my friends in the audience. You know, a community school really epitomizes that the proverb that it takes a village to raise a child. Everyone working together to help the success of all children. Now, the good thing is Ontario Montclair was doing community schools far before community schools became a word. And I may be biased, but I've talked to folks from the state this week, from the county, and all have said that the Ontario Montclair School District is head and shoulders above every other district in the state. And at the heart of that, the center of that hourglass, we are so lucky and privileged to have Karen Molina as Executive Director of Health and Wellness Services, and she's going to give you a brief presentation on community schools.
Thank you for having me here tonight, Madam President, Trustees, Dr. Hammond, and Cabinet. Always love to share about our community schools work, especially since we have been doing this for so much longer than our grant has included. But wanted to present about what implementation is and how it's going, and also our annual update. So Bob just shared like about the amazing work that we do here. It's so incredible that we have this hub of supports to support the whole child at our school site, where we're really linking them to supporting all of their needs. And so in thinking about our community school framework, we always lovingly call this the four fours, the four pillars, four conditions for learning, commitments, and proven practices. But I actually wanted to personalize that a little bit today. So I connected with our case management team, and I want to share a success story. And so we have a particular mommy that was experiencing domestic violence for the past 2 years, but she very quietly was one of our clients receiving case management services, and our case manager would report when needed and required, but still lovingly support this mom. Four kiddos in the home, but after 2 years of receiving case management services, she actually finally, and with the support of her case manager, and I get chills, so I'm so sorry, got up the courage to leave the domestic violence situation. And just this past Friday, on November 1st, she received the keys to her own apartment. And so that's just testament of the community schools work that we do. That was in collaboration too with the case manager working with the City of Ontario through their tenant-based housing program. And so she's also now, has really embraced and empowered herself to have a voice where she thought she never had a voice before. And she just started a first job. She's never worked ever in her whole life. And so she's with her kiddos, she's working, she's got her own place, and she just shared that she's incredibly grateful for the services that she's received. She's going to be part of our holiday assistance, so this is a shameless plug for our holiday program that's coming up, where we're going to partner with our community members and really bring holiday wishes come true. So that's just one story of how all of this community school work really does make a difference, and all of your support, all from the all of these amazing staff members, even behind me, because it's all of us together. Another piece that you'll see is our extended learning program is an element of community schools, and so I connected with our director of athletics and activities, Alec Hobbs, and he shared about a student who was really struggling with behavior and the school site that she attends. They've tried every intervention possible, right? That's my team, we're always providing ideas for interventions and best practices, but nothing was working. And so being creative through community schools, the school actually brought a boxing program as part of extended learning. And so on the days that boxing program is happening, this kiddo is actually engaging in academic content, academic learning. She's actually increasing her access to learning. And so that, again, all of this under one umbrella of community schools is making such an incredible difference for our families, for our kiddos. Just today, we had the county's Family Engagement Network come, and they visited Linda Vista, where myself, Director Arlene Rodriguez, and Director Yesenia Arvizu also presented how family engagement is part of our community schools. So it's just very, very, very moving. For our grant specifically, we did have 28 schools in cohort one, and so they're in their third year of implementation with the grant. Again, keep in mind, we've been doing this work for about 27 years, but always refining. And then last year, we did have Online Academy also qualify, and so they're in cohort three, and they'll receive funding through 2029. They're doing, the state is doing one last funding cycle this year, so we will apply. Based on the unduplicated count, we highly suspect at least one of those schools will qualify, and one of their amazing teachers, Ms. Monica Light, is in the audience. She knows about all the work that they were doing to be part of that application last year and then again for this upcoming year. So excited about that. But of course, our district is so amazing. Those four schools still receive matching funds. So that's incredibly, so that's why we all have 33 community schools and not just those in the grant. So every year, the schools do have to create and submit to CDE, California Department of Education, an annual progress report, a separate implementation plan, and then this past year, they actually had to also submit a sustainability plan. And so part of that work is, you'll see if you go on the public website for all of our 28 cohort one schools, their implementation plans are actually linked, so anyone can go on our public website and see what their implementation plan looks like, how they're getting the voice of their students, their families, their community members, and their staff to be part of it. I just love hearing the stories because community schools is not a one-size-fits-all. It's very specific to each district and each school. So something might be needed on one side of the district is very different than the other side. And that's how powerful it is that they all have a voice to say what works for them. And so when they submit that to CDE, the state then sends us the information and all of their results. And so together with our district community school council, we look at those results and we compile it into a district annual progress report. And so there's two members part of the council here today, Monica Light from Vista Grande and then Ms. Tracy Taylor, OMT president. And so we were able to look at that data. And there's five capacity building strategies that the state measures, and you're either at the beginning envisioning, you're making progress engaging, or you're fully transforming your school. And so when we looked at everyone, our schools were in a little bit different places everywhere, but none were envisioning. That's pretty cool. We're not just starting this work, right? The majority, so for shared commitments, centering community-based learning, collaborative leadership, and sustaining staff and resources, they were majority in engaging. And then the truly transformational part is those strategic community partnerships, which we couldn't do the work we do without those community partners. And then after just looking at that rating scale, we also look specifically and write a narrative about our successes, needs, and initiative alignment. So some of the successes we have are really great at engaging students and staff, our English learners, our whole child and family supports, and then our suspension rates as well for those particular subgroups. We are also making progress in engaging our families with students with special needs, and then providing counseling centers before school activities and our teacher and student leadership. There's a couple of areas where we did note some need for improvement, but I've already connected with my director colleagues and various cabinet members, and so I know we already have a plan on improving these areas. And then one area that the state really wanted us to ensure was that we're aligning our initiative. So this community schools isn't something different, something additional. It's something that is aligned within our work. So when our council looked at everything, we see alignment with the support and training. We see improved social, emotional, and behavioral health. We see our LCAP goals are aligned, particularly with our social, emotional, and behavior, our family and community engagement, and then even our Promise Scholars Initiative connects when we're supporting our students and families about post eighth grade, ninth grade, and university work. And then our five-year action plan and superintendent's goals, they all align so beautifully when you look at these four areas and with community school work. So I'm very proud of the success we've had this past school year, and we continue to have, and we will continue to support our schools in best implementing our community school strategy. Thank you.
That was a beautiful presentation. Are you open for questions or comments?
I am.
All right. We'll start with the trustee Sarah Galvez.
Excellent presentation. Thank you so much. I know that we've do a lot here at OMSD to make sure that we take care of the whole child, and then we have our parents and our families always, you know, opening and welcome to our campuses and to everything. So this is just great, and I'm so happy that it's continuing to grow and everything. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Sonia?
Thank you, Ms. Molina. I know that the work is being done. I've been out there. I went to the last Christmas event that you guys had for the gifts for the adopted families. It was amazing. It was, you know, rewarding, and a lot of families were even crying because they weren't going to get gifts. So, and then the trainings, and you know, we've done call-ins and we do different stuff with Roy Juarez, and our families are very happy with the with what they're receiving, because they're looking at their family at a different way, and they're actually communicating with their children and having a two-way conversation. So, I get a lot of positive feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Chris.
Kara, thank you for you and your team for being there for our students and their families. It's beautiful, and it brought tears to my eyes.
Thank you, Chris. Flora?
You know, I really do appreciate all the work you do and also your staff, so I really do echo my colleagues' words. But I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. In your slide, I just want, and I know that you don't probably have a list, mm-hmm. but you did say that you reach out to the community and you have community partners. Mm-hmm. So what entities are you like partnering up with? Like what organizations or?
For sure, yeah, so I can definitely give you additional details, but we have so many. So we partner with both of our, just cities. To name a few, we partner with both of our cities, yeah, we partner okay. with Reach Out, we partner with our police departments, we partner with Santa Claus Inc., we partner with Children's Fund. So if I can definitely provide you a comprehensive list if you're interested, but yeah. Just so you know, every year the case management team goes and does a community field trip, and they like to make sure which community partners are still existing, any new programs, any programs that have been eliminated, and then in addition, what new partners are out there, because they spring up all the time based on different funding sources that come up through the state and mm-hmm. et cetera. But we want to make sure that we're giving our families and our students the most and the best possible access. And so every year we engage in that field trip to connect with them.
I appreciate that. I'm just questioning because I know that the state is giving so much money out there for CBOs, for the insurance, for regional centers, and building that partnership is not only time-consuming, it also takes time. Like, it's just a complex process. I just wanted to know. Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Flora. Kara, just a wonderful presentation. And as Sarah said, you know, we're not only engaging, but teaching the whole child. And that goes from the level of the classroom to the school sites and community-wide with those partners. And we appreciate all the hard work that everyone does, you know, everyone involved. and it's truly a tremendous program. And I love the way the puzzle pieces all fit together with all facets that the district has going on. And I could see that you get very excited when you're talking about how it all fits together. So thank you so much for all the hard work, and please pass that along to everyone. That I know that it's hard to make it here and present all together, but please pass our thank yous to everyone. Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. Ms. Molina, could you go to the slide with the two cohorts, cohort one, cohort three?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 28 schools that were in cohort one, and Online Academy was part of cohort three. So there was a remaining school. So you got what? There you go, that one.
Yeah.
So Buena Vista, Central, Edison, Vista. And you made an interesting comment there that the district, because we don't want schools to be without, so these schools have received the district's contribution to make sure that they're staffed accordingly. So what does it all entail? Is it an org? Is it a SOFOA? Is it both?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking the question. Yes, it is actually both. So the 28 plus the Online Academy and these four all get equitable support. And so that comes in the form of an outreach consultant or counselor outreach, depending on their credential, so on the certificated side. And then they also get a classified school family outreach assistance. And then depending on, because they're awarded based on the number of students they have enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And so for their particular bucket, if they have additional funding, not only does it cover those salaries, but it also covers things like planning time, training, materials for social, emotional, and behavioral support.
So it's a pretty significant contribution to create that parity.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's great. Well, I'll tell you, I know countless stories of our orgs and SOFOAs doing great work working with the classified support staff and teachers at the school site. So it's really being put to great use, and it's impacting a lot of families and students positively. So thank you to not only your leadership and your team, but to all the orgs and SOFOAs that are working with our teachers and classified staff.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Why are you always missing?
It's easy. Okay, moving on to Section F, public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. Our first speaker tonight is Regina Purcell.
Lower. Is this one working?
Oh, okay, cool. They both are.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, everyone, and thank you again for just supporting the school district in the way that you do. But I do have a concern this year. I have newcomers in my class, and in the past, we used to have a special class for them with a dedicated newcomer teacher who spoke the language of our students. And that went away. And then we had instructional aides specifically for our newcomers. And this year, or the previous year, that went away. Now these babies have me. And I don't speak Spanish very well. If you were to take me somewhere where it depended on my life, I'm sorry, bury me now. Because I can't. And I try. I'm Duolingoing every night. But the problem is that our newcomer students are being sprinkled throughout the classes. And I'm not the only teacher who feels concerned that I can't meet their needs. I need help. We need help. Our students need help. And I want to be there. Many of you know me, 25 years now, and I want to be there for them. And I see the light come on. I do. And we just did iReady testing, and some of them grew 3 grade levels. But I have others that I can't reach, and I don't know why. And I've seen more successes in the past when we've offered them more support so that they don't get lost in the classrooms that are full, where I expect well, I ask another student to translate for me because I can see that the child cannot understand what I'm talking about. And it breaks my heart because it's not that other child's responsibility. So when I go to my administration and they say, well, get someone to translate or put them with a buddy, that's not their teacher. I'm their teacher. But I do need help. And if there was a way to find, to bring back those aides that we had, and our school was surviving with one last year, and she was phenomenal. And there's another school that gets her benefit because we don't have her anymore because she had to go to another place. We have so many newcomers this year, and we're getting more and more from overflow from other schools, which is great. We'll take the extra kids. We'll find a way to do it. But when I stand here today, and I know and I hear the community schools and how much they want to help and that there's, you know, funding available for ORCs and SOFOAs and things like that, there's got to be something somewhere for more assistance for these kiddos. Because we can't let them slip through the crack. We can't let them go on to the next grade and not have the skills that they need. I will tell you that your teachers are at the point of exhaustion, mentally and physically, dealing with the needs of your children, the trauma that they are facing now, the hunger that they face. And we want to keep giving. We put money into our own classrooms. We give them the food out of our lunches when they're hungry. We're there after school for ELOP hours afterwards, planning and making sure they have what they need. But there is this group that needs a little bit more. And so tonight, I am simply asking, find a way to bring more support into our classrooms for the kids that are most in need of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Tracy Taylor. Tracy.
Tracy Lee Taylor.
It's because I didn't say her middle name the first time.
Yes, you must say my middle name. Okay. I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm Tracy Taylor. I'm the president of OMTA. I am here because I represent somewhere around 1,300 people who work in this district, 1,200 people. Some are members, some are not, but all have needs like what you just heard. We need things. We ask for things for ourselves, but the majority of what we ask is for our students because that's why we're here. So I'm going to first speak about things that are for ourselves because everybody else who is speaking was speaking for our students. And I'm not allowed to give out details or something. I don't even know the rules, but we have started the school year without a new amount for our benefits. I've spoken to several people over this last week about why we don't have that money. And there's a lot of different reasons why, I'm told, but we have teachers and classified people who last year, $300 a month was coming out of their paycheck. This year, $600 a month is coming out of their paychecks. They can't afford to pay for the insurance for their families. They can't afford the things that come out after the insurance. They can't afford the other things, the fun things for their families. And we have some, maybe not all, but we have some of the top administration in our district whose benefits are paid. It's a perk they get because they're that much in need, our district needs them. But when you're earning as much money as these people are, you can afford to pay for your benefits. When you're earning $30,000 or $60,000 a year and you're getting $600 a month taken out of your paycheck, it's a hardship, and that's something that our district should be looking at. We should be taking care of the people who are taking care of the children in our district, the people who come up and speak because they don't want something for themselves. They want something to help their students. And there's a lot of people who I've heard come up over the last year or so who have wanted something for their students, something extra that will help their students get through. And so I'm asking you to please look at the way we allot the money in our district, and that maybe some of the people who earn the least, or at least on the pay scale are not at the highest level, get the things that they need to keep their family safe. So that's one thing, the benefits. Another is salary. We, OMTA and CSEA, have come together and acknowledged that we will not get a salary increase. We understand that the COLA was low and that we don't have a lot of money like we have in the last few years. And we, when the district had money, we got quite a bit of money for our salaries. When I spoke to people in the know, some people in the district, about why certain other people were getting money, and I have been given a reason that it probably is a reasonable amount. It was the same 5% that we got. So that's okay. I'm gonna accept that for now, that we aren't getting less, that we are getting the same percentage as the admin get. But when you talk about a percentage of $1,000 is way different than a percentage of $100,000. So I again need to ask you to look at the people who are earning the least in our district and maybe think about what they need to be able to support their families, and that the people who are earning the most in our district, I don't know what to say. It's not like you're not worthwhile. I think everybody's worthwhile. I just think that we need to help the people who need it the most, just like we need to help the kids who need it the most. So that's what I'm asking tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your comment. Our next speaker is Trudy Cohen. Bless you.
Hi, my name's Trudy Cohen. I am speaking for the teachers in Ontario Montclair. But the first thing I'm gonna ask, well, thank you, Cabinet and Board, and Dr. Hammond, President Rivas. So, I have a question. If the report card window closes the 1st of October, right? The trimester closes the 1st of October. Why do we only have until the 10th of October to put in grades? I get it, the window opened the 23rd, but if the trimester closes the 1st, we're still doing trimester work all the way through the 1st. And after the 1st, it was a weekend. Now, you know, teachers, we give up our weekends a lot, but there's only so many hours in a day, and even giving up the weekends, a lot of teachers have called me and said, it's not enough time. And I was under the opinion that we actually had an extra couple days, but we had 5. From the time the trimester closes, we have 5 weekdays. That's not enough time. And I'm not speaking for me, because lucky me, this year I don't have to do report cards, because I get to teach art and have fun. The other thing I want to talk to you about, and this one is a want for teachers. And no, Tracy didn't ask me to talk. I actually was planning this. Inflation went up. Cost of eggs, 39.9%. It was a great way to supplement food if you had a big family. But at 39.9% of the cost of eggs, that supplement went away. There was a person who is not a teacher, gets paid a little more than a teacher. She went to the grocery store. She was going to buy steaks until she found out the steaks were $29 for each one. Inflation is going up. I get there's not a lot of money. I get money is tight. But here's the heartbreak. A classified employee is not getting enough. They're using soup to supplement because they're paying $750 out of pocket for insurance. a teacher, $750. If you're Kaiser, it's $650. If you're Anthem, it's a little more. If you're single, which is lucky me, I am, because I don't think I could handle that, I still have to pay out of pocket this year. I haven't for the most of the years I'm teaching, so thank you very much for that. But now I'm paying out of pocket too. Inflation's going up. The only thing that hasn't really gone up a lot this year is what you put in the vehicle you drive, and I'm not going to name it because I don't want to jinx it. So I know money's tight. But if there's any way, even if you can give us a tiny percentage on schedule to help get rid of inflation, to help us just a little bit, every teacher in this district would be very happy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Trudy. Ms. Irmer, are there any more yellow slips? Thank you. Okay, moving on to Section G, the consent calendar, seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving to Section H. Let me see. Hold on. I want to just point out that C4 in the consent calendar is adoption of Resolution 2024-25-55, recognizing December 2nd of 2024 as California Day of the Special Educator. Okay, now turning over to H, discussion, action, public hearing items. H1 is the first reading. Waive second reading and adoption of Resolution 2024-25-56, adoption a conflict of interest code. I'm seeking a motion.
Move.
Ooh, that was close. You got that, Ms. Irma? I need a second.
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Under Human Resources, H2. Adoption of Resolution 2024-25-57, allowing legal provisions authorizing staff to teach local assignments for the 2024-2025 school year. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Thank you. I need a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. H3, under Human Resources, Memorandum of Understanding between the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association regarding one-time incentive for early notifications of retirement and resignation. Seeking a motion.
I move.
A second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. H4. Memorandum of Understanding between Ontario Montclair School District and the California School Employees Association and its Chapter 108 regarding a one-time incentive for early notifications of retirement and resignation. Seeking a motion.
I move. Second.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. H5. One-time incentive for the early notifications of retirement, resignation for management and confidential employees. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Need a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. H6, Memorandum of Understanding between the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association regarding collaborative classroom models. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Who seconds?
I second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Put it in the book. H7, Memorandum of Understanding between the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association for Occupational Therapists and Physical Therapist Compensation based on caseload. Seeking a motion.
I move.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. H8, first reading of board policies, administrative regulations, board bylaws, and exhibits as listed. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Hector Macias would say you.
Thank you, Madam President. On a motion by Trustee Martinez and a second by Trustee Alvarado in a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees took action to suspend without pay for 5 days from employment as a permanent classified employee, case number D-2024-25-001 per Ed Code 44939. The district will be coordinating those suspension dates.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Section J, comments and recommendations by Board of Trustees. We'll start to my far right this time with Trustee Martinez.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. That's it. Have a nice night.
Short and sweet. Trustee Brake.
I have no comments tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Alvarado.
Good evening, everybody. We've been busy. I've been to all these events, all these meetings and, you know, visits to the school sites, and everything looks wonderful. Thank you to our teachers for doing an amazing job out there with our students, our CSEA members as well, you know, our employees. Thank you for being out there and, encouraging our kids to be involved. There's a lot of sports going on, soccer, basketball, a lot of events. So our families are very happy out there. We appreciate all the work that you guys do. Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving with your family. It's Thanksgiving break. Enjoy and relax and make some beautiful memories with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Trustee Galvez.
Hi, it's nice to see you all tonight. Thank you so much for coming, and we do hear your comments, so that was, thank you so much for those. And then we've been to a lot of events, and I always get this wrong, but information services team is responsible for setting up the audio and visual store-wide. Oh my, where's my brain? My brain moved. Okay, district-wide. So they took care, okay. I'm not very technical. And then I just wanted to thank the information services team. So if you know anybody who's a part of your information services team, just thank them for me. And I also would like to thank, National School Bus Safety Week also came, and it was very great. And then I'm following along with our, I have to have somebody keep me updated. So with our Everyday Matters, the West, East for the attendance. Have you guys seen those stickers going on at your school sites? And then, so I just saw that the other day, and I was like, ooh, I can get into this, because I don't watch March Madness or anything like that, but I thought this was cool. But all of that is from our print shop and our teams that are there at the Briggs. And so I just want to thank them, because everything just looks so good on our windows and on our walls. And when we go into our school sites, it's just so, specific and personalized and everything. So I want to thank those teams for that. And thank you all for everything that you do every day. And just be careful with the winds. The winds are crazy, so just be careful and have a good night. Oh, and thank you for freezing with us. We appreciate that too.
I don't know. I keep having hot flashes, so I keep taking my sweater off and on. I don't know if you guys noticed that. I guess that's too much information. I want to say thank you to Ontario PD for being here tonight, and for our own campus safety. Let's give them a round of applause. Look at that. Just taking bows back there. Thank you. Thank you, officers. Thank you to all of our attendees here tonight. Thank you for being here, being a part of the district, and making it great. And I want to wish everyone here a happy Thanksgiving. Remember to be grateful for the little things in life and for your family and friends. And just be safe and have a wonderful holiday. Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. Just real quick, and I'll try to be brief, I really appreciate the public comments tonight. I know Regina real well, and I remember the days, specifically at Vernon with the newcomer class. I want to say, Ms. Isabel, what's Isabel's last name? Santos, yeah, she was the newcomer's teacher there at Vernon when I would come and visit. So I know there's been a shift in regards to newcomers, particularly at the secondary level, preventing, segregated classrooms and trying to do more inclusionary, but you know what those inclusionary supports could look like. I'll certainly visit with Mr. Gallagher and both Arlene and maybe even Ms. Tovar to see, you know, what we're doing in these inclusionary models and getting more bilingual aid support to those newcomer kids and trying to identify them. So thank you for that. And certainly, with Tracy and Trudy, you know, Trudy, every time I see those Ramona shirts, I think of the Ramones. I don't know if that's done on purpose, but it dates me, and I'm, like, thinking of KROQ in the 80s and all that. So, yeah. So I'm like, is she wearing a Ramones shirt? Well, no, she works at Ramona. That's what it is. So, but, you know, I just want everyone to know this board is extremely conscientious about doing what it can as fiscal stewards of the district to provide as much ample capacity when it comes to salary and benefits. My belief, and I'm coming from a very genuine place, is I have a lot of optimism with negotiations this year because I don't feel like we have a big delta, whether we're talking about benefits or we have a common agreement around one time. It's just really carving out the time capacity to get there. There's good people on both sides of the table. Everyone has the best interests of the district at heart. I think my only humble criticism into the process is that we have all these staggered days. We've been talking since February of last school year, and it's kind of, you know, weeks apart when we have these conversations, and there's specialized conversations that have to happen, and there's probably no way to avoid the frequency of the conversations. I would just like to urge both associations as well as the district to really, you know, let's prioritize the salary, let's prioritize the benefits, just because I don't believe there's a big delta, and just carve out that time. And not that those other topics are not a priority, those can certainly be handled, you know, secondarily, but really, as we have dates, I want to say, I'm going off memory, maybe the 19th is our next conversation. So, you know, it's a couple weeks out, but maybe really carving out ample time that day to have a productive conversation and seeing how close we can get. But really, I just want to encourage everybody, you know, my team here at the district, as well as you know, our association partners, to really, you know, maybe really carve out and dedicate some days and don't have so many weeks apart from those sessions, because I think it just kind of creates a necessary level of angst, particularly when we all have a common interest to try to take care of one another. And I will tell you, and I'm probably speaking out of turn, and I'll probably get in a little bit of trouble, but our own very trustees are symbolic of what the concerns were today. They also received benefits on behalf of the district, and their checks, which are much smaller than anyone's check in this district, so by percentage, they are seeing the biggest impact to the benefit allocation not being allocated yet. And so, and as good stewards, they want to encourage us to still be, you know, be committed to the process. So I do have some optimism, Dr. Macias, that we'll get to a good place, and I just want people to maintain a positive frame of mind as we try to get there, because again, I'll repeat myself, I just don't think we have a big delta in both those conversations. I just want them to be prioritized and have ample time to carve out and have those productive conversations. Outside of that, I'll just end on a couple positive notes. I want to say Tuesday, we had close to 85, maybe close to 100 parents. Where's Dr. Hughes Hunter? At the Parent Ed Center, going through a parent workshop with Colin Henderson. He later went on to the De Anza cluster that day, and I heard very positive feedback both from staff as well as our parent families being very appreciative. And 85 parents attending a training is pretty impressive. So thank you, Dr. Hughes Hunter. Thank you, Irma, for coordinating and helping assist in getting Mr. Henderson to that event as well. And I know today, I might need a little help on this, we had staff, again, do an additional parent workshop at the West End SELPA with parents throughout the Inland Empire, some being OMSD, but they chose our OMSD staff to do the parent workshop because of the efforts and the reputation and the proven results of our Parent Ed Center. So thank you to your leadership, Dr. Hughes Hunter, for getting our parent education on the map on a regional level. So that concludes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hammond. And happy birthday.
Don't remind me. I'm not counting
anymore. We'll count for you. Okay. Section L, information or announcements. L1, holiday closures. All schools will be closed November 25th through the 29th of 2024, and district offices are closed the 27th through the 29th of 2024 in observance of Thanksgiving holiday. L2, future agenda items. Any requests for board consideration must be submitted in writing and meet the criteria as indicated in Board Bylaw 9322. L3, our next regular board meeting will be November 21st, 2024 at 6 p.m. Open session right here at Central Language Academy. Section M, adjournment. I need a motion.
I move.
I need a second. And everyone here, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have a good night. Be good and take care of each other.